88CRB, 88MS. KE8CYB, 88MS.
88MS, WDANXL.
Great, NXL, 88MS. What might the volume look like?
No, still don't show up. Maybe they need to download that list. I'm on the hotspot now. I tried calling you on the radio repeater, but I didn't get any response. I don't know, maybe I didn't make it here.
On the high power MQTT down the middle right now. Yeah, it's not a bad idea to install that the digital call group list. And, there's like almost 300,000 IDs, and it's going big little bit for sure.
When you called on Mayville, you were on the wrong talk group. You're on talk group 31261. That's the Brandmeister talk group. You got to be on talk group 51. KVNS, Bavier.
You are correct. That's WDANXL.
If you want to go up or to Carol 82.
That question was for me, Doug. I didn't copy. KVNS, Bavier.
That info. Hey, appreciate the update on the internet on the talk group. And this ADMS, and thanks.
Must be pretty close because you're 980, so you must be pretty close to the repeater. Jim was 108, so he should be able to make the Mayville machine no problem, too. Just happened to see it on the sea bridge and seen him calling earlier and figured I'd pass along. Good luck. Keep it up there.
Yeah, thanks for the insight. ADMS, stand there for him.
ADMS, you want to go back to the 66 WDANXL clear?
Jim, you can use it. I was just letting you know that that's why you didn't hear nobody or nobody heard you when you tried to key up before on the email. But you guys are more than welcome to use it. KBSW.
You just got the 8MS marker.
88MS, WDANXL.
88NXL, 88S.
We got a hair here. So, it's fantastic.
But yeah, I would, yeah, more about that later, yeah. And the big one I'd suggest is maybe downloading the radio IDs, and it really won't take that long. And but that will be a lot easier for you to figure out what you're talking to.
Yeah, I'll do that now. I was just trying to figure that out. I downloaded a CSV file from RadioID.net, and I just had to move the column around a little bit. I was just following the download procedure to get it into my radio. That's correct. That is save a
quick question. What power level is it running in the upper left of your radio?
Well, it's at high. I should turn that down.
Hey, take it for nice, but now it's a little bit noisy. A little surprised. Better off on high. It's a better volume.
How about medium? Is this working?
That's medium.
That's medium.
With high. Yeah, talk a little bit longer. I just heard a word sound.
Okay, I just I just switched it on there, went into a turbo there, but I forgot to stay high. I just want to do the minimal to get in.
Understood. Yeah, so turbo was a little bit much, and if you can get in with medium, it's just the audio is a bit low, but that's mainly just me. Hey, I think I'm going to get off for now, and I think you got your fair share of stuff. I'm glad that we went through that, and I'll be monitoring off and on in the Carol 82. I'm going to stand by and hear you guys say before I sign off.
James or Jim, I'm not sure what you go by, but You must have your talk relays turned on. You need to turn that off. Doesn't work across our system. So, watching on the sea bridge, and I see it pop up. Your ID changes, so you got to go in there and turn your talk relays off in order for it to work right on the MI-5.
Thank you, Alan. I'm sorry about that. I'll get that connected. WBANX-Alpha.
Jim, we'll talk to you later. EATMS, and we'll be clear.
Across the system. Doug was probably hearing you, but other people on other repeaters were only hearing part of your conversation. So I've seen the lights that pop up on the sea bridge. But, it's just one of them things. Not like analog, where all you got to worry about is putting the frequency PL and offset in. DMR's got a lot more different settings. On side note, you guys both have a good signal and must not be too far away from the repeater. KBA SWR.
KBA SWR, NAWRO, McComb with a question.
Go ahead, Tim.
Jeff, I got our new guys getting their code plugged in. No problem. Everything's working good. Just curious if before game day we're allowed to do a short test on event one.
Yeah, I missed the question.
Because I'm making sure they're doing it right. I'm on the web page and that they subscribe to the list and they know not to talk on any of the event channels under normal circumstances. But we're just kind of, you know, curious if we got a meeting coming up on the 25th. We could all do it as a group that day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops, just checking and make sure we got it programmed in right. I'm not sure the protocol on that. NAWRO.
Yeah, that'd be all right. To check it. Yep. Make sure everybody got programmed right. So, but you know that is part of the SET, Tim. That's how you learn what works and what doesn't work. Yeah, I hear you. No biggie. Yeah, as long as they don't carry on a long conversation because it ties the time slot up for statewide one. But just to do your test to make sure everybody's got it programmed right and everybody checks in once or whatever. No big deal.
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll keep it extremely short. There'll actually be pretty much no QSO, just enough to see that it's programmed right, and then we'll get it. We'll have it for game day. And I was thinking about that. We could just maybe not do it and see, let the chips fall where they may, but that could cause a lot of problems, I think. So I appreciate it, and we will definitely keep it short. Thanks again. NAWRO after you.
Oh, good. No problem. Take care. Good luck. KBSWR.
WAD.
Well, did you get all your work done for the day? NAWRO.
I did. I still have to head to the office and get a few things to do there.
I spoke to Jeff today, and if we do it really quick, preferably when there's no traffic on statewide one. We can do a quick equipment test on event one. So, you know, just to pass the word. I figure it should be you, me, and maybe Dave.
Okay. WSN? Yeah, whatever. That's fine. When do you want to do that?
I haven't heard any traffic right now, so if you got it, so event QSY event one and one transmission one way, one transmission another way, and then we know we got it.
Okay. I don't think I have it in this radio. You have to give me a second.
Yeah, we don't have to do it now. Well, you do it whenever you want. Let me know.
Okay, we can do it later on today or tonight or something. It won't be a problem.
And I'll take care of the two new guys then, and we should be set. I know there was an option there maybe not to do anything and just see if it worked on game day, but I don't know. I think for the first time, let's have them checked out. We got so many new people, and so many new people, including myself at DMR, that I'd like to get it done.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to look here. I'm looking at the plug, but I don't think I have it in this one. IP Connect, Homebrew, I should throw them all in. One second. I don't think I got that three in here.
Yeah, I put in 53, 54, 55, 56. Won't use them at all unless permission. Or 53 is also the MyCon for next year and that. But as far as locations, I think I was telling you, I'll put in Burnside. I'd like to know if I can get to that one north of here. And then Grass Lake would be for Dexter, I think.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this, but, you know, they're all connected together, right? I mean, everybody's hearing us on this one in the whole state, basically.
Well, yeah, but I only have a certain amount of range. I only have Mount Clemens in now, correct? Yes. It was just a range thing. Primarily, this is going to be my base, right? So there's an argument that I don't have to do anything. But for the time being, it's also going to go in the car. And especially on, you know, deployment day, I don't know where we're going to go. So we're just looking for maybe range if I'm in, you know, I don't know. I guess if it makes Mount Clemens, you know, it's just like a secondary option. If Mount Clemens isn't working, then we got Detroit. Or if I'm in the north, then we got Burnside.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's, you can do that. I think that's a little bit overcautious, but you can do. I'm trying to figure out why this doesn't taste. This is really bothering me now. Hold on here.
I still can't believe it. I think we were talking before, but I counted 30 sites now since the new ones went online. That is just amazing. N-A-W-R-O.
I'll be right back in a minute here.
I'll be here. N-A-W-R-O.
You still there? W-A-V-D, as it says on everybody's screen.
Oh, yeah. Still here. Here's why. I thought we were going to event one. You said, I was going to say, I said, QSY. That was too fast, though. QSY event one for a very brief equipment check. All right, let me try that again. Yeah, no, I was saying QSY to event one, correct? Hey, wait a minute. I resemble that. All right, I'm confused. Where are you guys in AWRO?
Well, Tim, I'm on event one with Wally.
Hello?
All right. Yeah, I must have something wrong with event one. Can you guys hear me on statewide one?
Yeah, I'm back here. Where'd you go?
I went to event one, but, I think I got something wrong. So I will continue to fix that. I was hearing you on the HT, though. So I got the HT right. There might be something wrong with the base radio, so I shall work on that, but you guys were good on event one. Well, Dave was already good because he was in my con, so.
Yeah, I think he's got a control of his main group, basically.
Dave, you still there or are you gone in AWRO?
Hey, Jeff, SWR, are you out there? You year round? How come event one doesn't show up on the dashboard? Yeah, guys, I noticed on the dashboard event one doesn't show up. And I'm assuming that's by design. Next time I talk to Jeff, I'll have to ask him.
Understood. Good question. This is indeed all new to me, so I'm opening up the code plug. I'll take a deep dive and see. Must have something wrong, at least in one of the radios. HT seems to be working. I heard you guys, so it should be working fine.
Okay. Hey, hey, NYU. Where are you? Are you at home or are you mobile?
Whatever video are you on? Holly, what did you say? I'm sorry. I was before you started. His radio works at the office, so I won't be a problem. Chat soon. Yeah, I'm in the middle of my house, and this is 100% on this side, so I'm hearing you and Tim, so.
Very good. All right. Crystal clear.
Both of those were good for me as well in AWRO.
BLS, done today. Woohoo! 73, see you guys. KYNU, stay by.
Okay. Tim, I'll be around.
Understood. NAWRO. Clear. KEHLAX, KEHLAX, statewide one. Dean, are you there? NAWRO.
NAWRO, NAWRO, this is KEHLAX. How are you doing, Tim?
Fine, Dean. How about yourself? Good copy on your signal, by the way.
I'm doing all right. Just playing around with this DMR stuff. I think I have part of it programmed, and now I'm trying to play with contact CSVs. I cannot remember for the life of me how this one does it, because you can't do it through the CPS. I'm definitely looking forward to getting a different radio, something that'll run on that OpenGD77.
Understood. A workaround for just this month coming, this, you know, the item coming up in October. I have a list, I don't know if you've got it, but I can give it to you on Discord, of DMR IDs just for our group. So it'll take a little bit, but you could put them in just for our group. And it's not mandatory to have, but it would be nice to know which one's actually in our group. There'll be other hams that might be on that you won't have, but it's not a showstopper.
I forget who I was talking to on the Discord. I have to look his call up again. But he sent me one for Michigan, which is cool. I just got to figure out how to get it formatted and get it in there. And I just tested the polite to color code feature on the radio, and it is working properly.
Perfect. Yeah, if you have a way to digitally put a Michigan database in, you're set. You just can't put them in manually because there's too many of them. If it first comes to shove, I did do this. I put in like about 10 of our guys manually. Front panel programming, yeah. I don't want to really do that again. But I do have a subscription to that radio ID where it can make the CSV files for you. So maybe we might be able to make use of that.
Yeah, copy that. The problem is that I'm trying to figure out how to get it imported into this radio. I did it once, but unbeknownst to me, because I had no idea back then, I did worldwide, and this radio does not have enough space for worldwide, so I missed out on a lot. So, like, your call, for example, only comes across with your ID, but calls like Tom's, KCAKJO, comes across with his call across my screen. So it cut a lot of them out.
Yep, totally understand. Yep, we continue to work on that and get a little time. And again, it's not a showstopper. It still works. It's just we'd like to get it, perfected if we could. But I tell you what we can do right now, if you're interested, we're going to do a very quick test on Event 1. Do you have Event 1 program?
I don't know if it's set up properly, but I'll do it.
All right. I think I had to fix mine. I was testing it with Dave and Wally, and mine failed. I did not have mine set up properly, and it was, never mind. Simple fix, I think. and I tested it against my old HD, and it seems to work. So we're going to QSY to event one. I will call your call sign, and while you're talking, I'm going to double check to make sure I can't key over you, and then when I come back to you, same for me. And as soon as we get that done, we'll vacate that talk group and come back here. Copy?
Copy that. We'll switch over to event one and do a short QSO, make sure that everything's working properly, and come back. Got it.
NAWRO, USY, event one. Dean, did you make it back here?
That's affirmative, Tim. I'm back. I was able to hear you guys, and somebody said they were able to hear me on the HT, but not on the Kinect systems.
Yeah, I can see that. That was me. I've got the, both the HT going in. So you know what? That's exactly what happened to me when Dave and Wally were doing it. Check your zones. Are you 100% sure that you have that event one, in the zone, actually flipped over? I assume your radio does it the same way, but I'm not sure. What do you think?
I can run inside real quick and switch over to hotspot for the other radio and check my code plug. But I just did a bunch of work on them because I programmed in Burnside as well. And I'm pretty sure I've got my TX set to event one and my receive set to a separate receive group just for event one so that I don't pick up other talk groups.
All right. We don't necessarily need to do this right now this minute, but I am available. I will be listening here for a while longer. Wally, over to you if you're here, and do you have any comments for Dean, suggestions? Oh, so maybe it's me. Guess I will be checking the code plug again. Wally, it wasn't in the zone, so I put it in the zone, and then I tested with my HT, and it worked fine. So that's interesting. All right, let's all reconvene another time. We don't have it right. One of us doesn't have it right, and it's probably me. So sounds good. I'm going to clear for now, unless you guys have anything else. Over to Dean, NAWRO.
Kind of late to the party here, but what's the problem? Hey, Tim, I didn't hear the whole conversation, but wondering, what is the, what's the problem you're having?
NAWRO.
NAWRO, KBSWR, do you copy? NAWRO. KB8SWR, do you copy?
NAWRO, how about here, Jeff? Do you copy now?
Yep. Well, I was hearing you before, but apparently you weren't hearing me. I was a little late to the party. What is the problem?
Well, after that, I'm about 99% sure the problem is my radio. So, we just had three in the group. Wally was one of them. Wally and Dave was testing. They're fine. I had Dean, one of the new guys, I think he's actually fine. I think it was my radio. So as long as you don't mind that, just that brief test on event one, I understand we're interrupting here, statewide one, if we do it. I think we can get it done, if that's okay. NAWRO?
Yeah, that's all right. Got to make sure it's in your receive group. I'm not sure what kind of radio you're running, but Motorola's you got to have in a receive group or you're not going to hear it. So I don't know if that's your issue or what, but yeah, if you're on Grand Meister, you got to be on server 3104. Just FYI. Give me this, Devere.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. It's a Kinect system, so kind of like similar to a Motorola, but I think I know what's wrong now, so I'm going to give it a shot. Wally, you got anything if you're out there?
Yeah. Talk group 5-3, make sure you're there. You're not on a Brandmeister talk group because if you're going over the air, make sure you're on 5-3, not 21-263 or whatever the heck it is. Make sure you're on time slot 1, color code 1, and Talk Group 5-3.
I'm looking in the Seabridge here, Wally, and I'm not seeing any Vogue Talk Groups or anything, so I'm wondering if it's a receive receive group issue in his radio. I'm not sure how that connects to set up, but in a Motorola, you got to have the receive group set up to hear it.
Yeah. He's just doing it as a simple standalone channel, too, so he still should be able to work it that way. You know, because if you've got it set up as contact 5-3, and I'm thinking that that's it. The other thing, too, Jeff, I noticed is I'm not showing up on Brandmeister. Do you guys have 5-3 Event 1 hooked into Brandmeister or not? Because all my stuff is right. And I show up on Brandmeister on 5-1 and 5-2, but I do not show up on 5-3.
I'm not sure. That could be a Brandmeister issue. I'm not exactly sure I can answer that.
It's not a biggie. I was just making sure. I thought maybe if they were events, your team is probably excluding that. That's kind of the way I took it, but that was just an assumption on my part. I don't know. It's something to play with. It's no big deal because we're going to use all over-the-air stuff anyways.
No, it should be connected to Brandmeister. Event 1 on the east side and Event 3 on the west side.
Okay. Yeah, well, while they were talking on 5-1 and on 5-3, I had the color code thing set, and I was able to use 5-2. Because your repeater should multitask, and it did. So I thought, oh, great. And then when I tried to talk on top of them on 5-1 and 5-3, it said channel busy. That part works good. But like I said, I didn't know about the Brandmeister thing, so I didn't know if it's by design or if it was something that needed to be looked in at your end. Either way, it's all good for me. Tim, let me know if you want to call me on a TX or in my office.
Well, if you've got time to try it one more time for Event 1, I think I've got it, but it's worth a try.
USY.
WAVD, NAWRO, never mind.
I'm back on 5-1.
Yeah, that was a bust. Let me, we'll deal with it tomorrow. Let me take a real, real close look. Something's not quite right. Appreciate all the help, everybody. NAWRO.
Call me on the telly.
Copy that. We'll do NAWRO.
Thanks, Jeff. You're going to be around for a minute? WAB.
Tim, make sure you got your offset set right on that channel, on that event talk group. Because I don't even see it keying up, so almost like you don't have your offset set right on the frequency. Okay, with us, Liver.
I'm on the phone with him right now. That's exactly what it was. He had no offset.
Ding, ding, ding. When we're in chicken dinner.
There you go. Okay, now we'll see if he can talk in 5-3. Yeah, he's got to push the plug to his radio. That's what it was. He didn't have the offset.
Yeah, I don't see him keying up, though.
Yeah, it takes a little bit. It's real slow, like CTS-2O.
KAT and KTL.
Where have you been all day?
Oh, I was in Troy for a got done in Royal Oak, and I'm on my way home. By the way, I brought it down to 22.
You are sounding like... Sounds good.
Yeah, I did the thing for analog. Turned off the automatic gain on analog, and set that one down to, I think, like 10 or 15. I was blasting the doors off on GMRS.
Oh, you're a loud over on GMRS.
Oh, yeah, it was negative, and it said AGC was on, so I turned that off. I'm like, no, we don't want to do that. I think I dropped it down to about 10.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds a lot better. You've lost your bark.
That's what I'd like to hear.
NAWRO.
Okay, we heard you once. Now what'd you break?
I don't know. I'm going on a sure one on 696.
N-A-W-R-O?
Yes.
Hey, Tom. I did a stupid mistake. Ah, you got time, Wally? Give it a shot? Event one?
Okay. Hey, Tom, go to event one, too. We're beta testing this.
All right, let me move over there. Give me a minute.
Stay white one.
So IP Connect is actually just a roam, or auto roam, I guess is what you call it?
IP site connect is what the repeaters do to talk to each other. So Motorola, it's the roaming list.
Copy, Jeff. I do appreciate it. Yeah, I'm learning a little bit more on this APX. All right, Timmy out there. Wally, you back? KGO.
Yes, sir. I was good on my end.
Can you say APX? Mike? Or Tom, I mean?
No, I meant XPR. I got an XPR 4550. And finally getting used to the Photo Turbo software.
Okay. All right, guys, carry on. Can we go further?
Tom, Wally, you guys copy just to be sure. AWRO.
Yeah, you didn't mess it up too bad. Sound good.
All right. The other event channels didn't have the offset either, so I'm going to end up fixing that tonight. So, but there you go. At least we know. Thank you. AWRO. Listening here still.
John, where'd you go? Did we scare you off?
We left him over there on event one. Oh, no.
Good. So now I have statewide one, statewide two, event one, and event two, east and west in my roam list. So I think I'm good to go there. At least I know it works. I'm a happy camper. I did something right for a change.
I'm a happy camper because your audio is almost as good as Tim's.
You guys are both sounding good. John was okay. And so is Dean. Dean, you still out here. Dean, come on in if you're listening. Perhaps not. Tom?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm just trying to get over this thing. People think that me signaling to get in front of them is like an offense to them. So, Wally, you think I should drop it down another point or two?
Let's leave it there and see what happens. You know, it's like, I mean, start talking back to your normal stuff. But we're definitely a lot nicer, a lot closer.
Yeah, I think you should just leave it right now, Tom, and see how it goes. I think using that other terminology, we're being polite. Ha-ha.
Just a heads up, it actually sounds like Wally's louder than Tom now. And I think Tim is awfully quiet, but sorry if I dipped out. I don't know if you guys are looking for me, but had someone pop in my office. I'm still here. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Now, you sound hot compared to the rest of them.
Why, thank you.
It's the wetsuit, I think.
I really wasn't going there, but I guess I asked for it.
Yeah, this morning when I was at the office, went for a run, I uploaded the radio and verified my mic gain, and for some reason it jumped from 20 and went back to 10, so I don't think I saved it. This time I changed it, sent it down the radio, and saved it. And I did the same for analog. That way I'm not barking on that also.
Step out here. I have to do a proposal for a customer, and I told him I'd have it to him today. So you guys all be good. I'll listen, but I'll be back here probably 15, 20 minutes if you guys are still around.
Yeah, Tom, I'm going to step out of the QSO too, but I will be having it. I'll leave it on. I got some paperwork to finish up. NAWRO.
No problem. I'm down here to check my audio, make sure I'm still not barking into the repeater because I don't like doing that. I can bark all by myself. I don't need additional gain for it. So I got to pop back over to GMRS, see where my coworker's at. 73L.
K-E-A-C-Y-B, 88-M-F.
88XL.
8NFL, 88MS.
Hey, information comes in, it's great now. Yes, we did it. Congratulations.
Good test, Jim. I'm glad that you got that uploaded to the radio and it'll make a world of difference.
Yeah, it's great. I don't know. It's thorough. Where I hear you, like an echo or something, you know, it's just not clear.
A bit from your side also. I might bump the power up a bit and see what happens.
My medium power, and this is harmful there. I know it's not bad, but it's just not comfortable to listen to learning like that.
How do you read this? Am I turned up high right now?
No, it's okay. I think typical is what we usually get. So, I'll be happy with it. It works well.
You want to go out there and try some different brand lights?
So, when did that run after? And this can take, just cover up the house. So that will take a few minutes. And meet you over there. So, WDA-NXL.
You're there. I'm almost ready to go up here. IDA-MS, cool.
88MS is WDA-NXL. 88MS is WDA-NXL.
There we go. KTKJO on Kamar Statewide 1. It's on Statewide 1. Sorry, I didn't hear anything.
Good afternoon, Tom. KAWJ.
How's it going, Rick? Do I sound normal now? I think I got the bark off of it now.
Yeah, you sound pretty good. You kind of matched up with Tim there on volume levels. Walter was a little high, but you kind of matched up with him now.
Yeah, I brought the gain down on the digital side. I had to bring it down two more. And then my analog, where I was still parking on GMRS, so got that fixed too.
Excellent. That's my the only little quirk I have with GMR is the different volume levels. One guy would be kind of low, so you turn up the volume there, and the next guy comes on, just about tears out the speaker. So... Kind of constantly going up and down with the volume.
Oh, yeah, because it's the mic game. It's a digital, from what I understand from the Elmers, is digital has a higher gain on the mic, so it kind of blasts you if you don't watch it. So that's where I was getting that bark at. So went in there today and dropped it down a couple more points, and it seems like it's settled down.
Yeah, it sounded good, real good. Hopefully mine is, too. I got another, I got that mobile, DMR mobile that I got a few days back, and I got another handheld coming, DMR handheld. Should be here tomorrow.
Yeah, with the Motorola, I got to drop it, I drop it in the software, but on my HT, I got to go into the radio settings and drop the mic gain down there.
Yeah, from my conversations over in England there on this node, it's the same way. Sometimes I talk louder than others, you know. Apparently I got decent audio, but sometimes I'm right at the edge of clipping, apparently.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to go inside my open spot tonight and see what the gain is on. I might drop that gain down a little bit. And, of course, I'll do it on the radio also. That way I kind of level out, like I said. My audio level goes up, goes down, depending on if I'm analog or on digital. But I know I have a card get there.
Yeah, I've been noticing, too, this clear note. Sometimes I connect that way, and sometimes just through that CMC repeater there. And I notice the I don't lose the connection on the clear note, but it seems to go to sleep. I can see, through the radio, I can see there's people talking on, or you hear that people are talking on Statewide 1. Nothing's going on the node kind of thing, Apparently every once in a while it's got to be, you got to transmit and wake it up. But you don't know when to ker-chunk because you can't tell if anybody's on there. It's a little quirky.
Oh, yeah, on my open spot, staff. I'm good at 51. We have two transmissions. I'm looking to go. I'm done talking on DMR. I do 4,000 and then key it up and then it just disconnects me. That way it stays idle until I need it.
You must have been going through a VADS project because I got almost none of that.
Yeah, I'm in Memphis, so audio's probably a little bit sketchy.
There you go. You're back again. Yeah, this it's not like analog, Greg. It's hard to get used to. You're either in there and in there solid or you're gone. It's a little weird.
It's like a lithium-ion battery. You get all the charge in the world, but then when it's done, it just stops. It doesn't give you no rhyme, no warning. It just gets dead.
Yeah, I'm finding out now that I got some DMR working there in this mobile, I'm finding out some of the stuff it can do, and it's very interesting. I think you guys got, I think you called it IP Connect or something like that. And this mobile's got a GPS roaming where you can set up GPS zones, and as you're traveling, you enter, leave one zone and enter into another, it'll connect to the strongest repeater in that zone kind of thing. It's weird, but it's going to take a lot of programming. And then they got this other roaming feature that goes, wanders around and finds the strongest repeater it can find and does the same thing, kind of locks onto it. So I got to dig and play with that. I was playing with some cross band repeat yesterday.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I guess it's a roamless. IP Connect, I guess, is not the right terminology. It's not a roamless, so yeah. It pings the towers and whatever one that it sees the strongest it picks up on. But, alas, I have arrived at my destination, home. Someone's going inside. I'm going to eat some dinner and relax. So I'll say 73 on your final. KJO.
Okay, Tom, have a good night there and a safe trip in the morning, and we'll catch you later. I got to get out and feed the kids, I guess. KEWOJ, I'll be clear.
KZKJ, clear. Have a good evening, everybody.
E8CYE88MS.
Kilo, Echo 8, Lima, Alpha, actually monitoring statewide 1.
Hey, Dean, NHWRO, how copy?
NAWROKE8LAX, you're 5'9", sounding great. Just out of curiosity, my ID, is it coming across correctly? Because I had a complaint with this radio about my ID.
I got your call sign on this one. Let me run to the other room real quick, get the other one that gives everything. Stand by, NAWRO. All right, I've got it now. Go ahead.
NAWROKE8LAX. How is that? When I tested it the last time, I was using the hotspot, and I had a 1 in front of my DMR ID, and I got a complaint. But it was right in my CTS software, so I don't know if it has something to do with the hotspot. Back over to you, Tim.
No, all looks good with me. I think it ended in 74. Your first name and city, UTH, are there. Looks good to me.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, when I got the complaint on this radio, I was on the hotspot, so I don't know if it was a hotspot or not. But the ID is programmed correctly, but right now I'm at the family shop in Chesterfield, so I'm directing to the Mount Clemens machine.
Signal is good. Listen, I got a call coming in, so I'll let you go for now, but I'll be on later. NAWRO.
73s, appreciate the signal report and double checking for me. KE8LAX, clear and monitoring.
KE8WUO, statewide 1.
I didn't catch your sign. This is KE8LAX. Go ahead.
Hey, Dean. It's John. KE8WUO. How's it going?
It's going. Just went up to the shop and
just putzing around here for a little bit until I have to pick up the kid from work. How about yourself? Did you get your stuff figured out?
Nah, one of these days I want to pick Wally's head on some of this stuff just because it's actually technically his code plug, and I'm at the point where I should probably start from scratch, but I want to wait till after the set, but I do want to pick his brain on how some of this works and try to figure it out. But what kind of shop you got? I thought I heard you say it was like your family shop?
Yeah, so it's an auto repair shop. It's in Chesterfield, just one driveway north of Biggs Bar, about 21 and a half. Yeah, we just do auto repair and everything else you can imagine. Back over to you.
Nice. Good to know. I'll have to keep that in mind if I ever break down out that way or need anything fixed on the truck that I can't do. So that's good to know. Do you work there as like a mechanic or it's just a family-owned business?
I don't know. I'm a mechanic. I specialize in the electrical side of things. And then also my photography thing. I made this part-time and moved to the photography being closer to full-time.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome. I got into photography and I always had a hard time finding gigs because I didn't have a formal, you know, college education in photography. They needed I suppose I needed a portfolio that spoke for itself, and at the time I didn't have one, but I thought I was really good. but very cool. That's awesome. And it sounds like if I need help with electrical in my vehicle for supplying power to radios, you'd probably be the guy to go to.
Yep, and I have OEM schematics and access to them, so I can actually find, because a lot of people actually don't realize that a good chunk of vehicles actually still offer radio accessory ports with factory plugs for them. Like all of your GMCs, old and new, have a special plug in the dashboard that is for your CD or ham radio.
Yeah, that would be very helpful to know. How many radios can you plug into that little plug?
Well, generally there's two ports, and you can fuse it in the fuse box to your need, but each circuit is good for 30 amps, at least on the GMs.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I'm gonna need a few things installed. I got something to charge an HT. I got HF radios I want to have running, and I'd like, I think, two mobiles. So, I don't know. It's kind of a lot, but I'm sure it could be done.
Well, for high power demands, you can actually get fuse panels that you can wire to the battery and wire individual radios to them and mark them and have their own fuses. That way everything is isolated from the vehicle system if you're trying to run large amounts of power.
Yeah, that would probably be what I should do, something like that, especially because I think the mobiles and the HF is probably, like, I would like to have the option to push 100 watts, so that's kind of a lot of power. I'll never transmit on all three at once, but maybe two at once, but the only way I would do two at once is if, like, HF was doing digital modes, and that tends to be 40 watts anyway. So the most I ever see myself pulling would be like 100 at a time.
Yeah, that's not so much of an issue. And the plus side of having a expandable separate fuse panel is that you can expand to it or remove from it with relative ease. K-E-A-L-A-X Friday.
Very cool. I will definitely, I think Pam also offered to help me, K-V-A-K-J-L. And between you and Pam, I think you guys will get me all set up. So I'll definitely reach out when I'm ready. Got a few things I got to get in order before I do it, but I should probably think about doing that before the set. And Tim at AWRO was mentioning that it's 15 days away, so I need to get my, at least the DMR mobile going, which sucks because it's expensive, and I just spent a bunch of money on my vacation, so, but that's life.
Yeah, fair enough, because I found out that we are going to be running with DMR. I've been trying to get my DMR stuff figured out ahead of time, just because I'm not new to it, but I'm new enough that it still takes me a while for programming. So I've been playing around with that, and both of these radios, I mean, they do okay for, you know, just kibitzing and, you know, playing radio, but I'm strongly, before the set, strongly considering finding something that I can run OpenGD77, and I might have been you. We're suggesting possibly running, what was this, 1701?
I don't think that was me. You might have been talking to Wally, but I don't know. Wally's kind of our, I think a lot of people call him our resident DMR guru, or he's definitely up there with Motorola and all that, so he would be a good one to touch base with. That's kind of where I tend to lean. I haven't really been able to touch base with him yet, but partly because I'm just so darn busy, so it's hard for me to get a free moment, and then when I'm free, he's not, so... But yeah, no, I'm not sure who suggested that, but I'm not familiar with that radio, so it definitely wasn't me.
Fair enough. What machine are you coming in on right now?
I'm on a Motorola R7. It's a nice radio. It's a handheld. It has the IP link. Which I don't fully understand yet, because, like I was telling you earlier, I got onto Event 1 when other people were talking, but I don't know how to get to Event 1 on my own without replying to somebody, and it's in the IP link mode right now. And so it's like Event 1's in there, it knows about it, but when I switch to my zones and all my channels, I don't see Event 1. So it might just be that I have to go to the contact to get to Event 1, but I don't know.
Yeah, once you go over to Motorola, I get confused. I'm familiar with, I shouldn't say familiar, more familiar with the Chinese stuff. And that's right. You were helping me with my rooftop antenna. I remember now.
Yeah,
Well, once I put the coax on it, obviously that changed some of it, not necessarily in a bad way, but I'm getting good readings around the 7.2, so the last net I was actually on the home QTH, and it's working now, and rotation might have actually been some of it, as you suggested, but I went up there and extended the pole a little bit, rotated it, and it seems to be working now, but as I come up in some of the frequencies, I'm not really liking it, and some of the impedance on the Smith chart is not necessarily where I like it, so I'm probably going to try to either change up and build a dipole for the roof, or I might just invest in getting something purchased. Back over to you.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to just buy it done and throw it up there, but I kind of like NAVDZ and his, you know, abilities to just make an antenna, and I think to me that's pretty empowering to be able to do that, because you never know when you have to just make an antenna out of whatever is around. And I don't know, I've watched a lot of MacGyver back in my day, and so that I don't know, that mentality has always been, you know, driven into me. And so I'd like to mentor from Mike one of these days and see what he does and how he does it. And he's definitely a good resource to have. So it's KE8WUO. Over to you, Dean.
Yeah, I believe if we're talking about the same person, I believe at some point here, I didn't get an email. He's supposed to send me over some plans for doing an antenna, which I think if he did send it, something got messed up, but I'll probably, if he's at the in-person, I'll probably just ask him there. If I'm putting the face to the name correctly, are you the one that built the Fox for the, I shouldn't say for the barbecue, but was that your machine?
Yeah, that was me. And you're always, you know, you're a member of the Discord, and NAVDZ Mike is on the Discord, so you can always send him a private message and just say, hey, quick reminder about those antenna plans. If you're itching to get something up there, because he's a busy man. He's always doing something. He reminds me of me, because he's a member of Warren's Verity, he's a member of ARPSV, he's a member of a different ham radio club. He's building all our Go Kids right now. He's potentially listening, because he is on PMR, but he's a busy man, so feel free to shoot him a message and remind him.
And I'm not sweating it. I'll just wait till I see him in person. We still have a little while before snow hits, but also I do know he's busy, so I have no interest in pestering someone. I'm not trying to leave a bad taste in anyone's mouth.
Yeah, you know what they say though, a squeaky wheel gets the grease. So hopefully, you know, I'm sure he would be happy to do it. But yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I'm kind of the same way. It's kind of like me with Wally. I really need to reach out to him, but I also don't want to bother him. So it's just this perpetual doom. I hear you. No worries, I don't think. KE8WUO, over to you.
KE8WUO, KE8LAX. Yeah, I'm not entirely too worried at the moment. I've actually been more concentrated on preparing for the set and getting that all together. I ended up putting that Yaesu I got from Dave. I ended up putting that in the truck, and I'm moving the TYT 7800 back in the house, because that radio, once I figure out how to do it, that radio has APRS and some other things that I would enjoy to try to figure out, and I feel like that's kind of a pointless feature to have inside the house, so I kind of flip those around, and really it's just getting ready for the set, which is why I'm considering figuring out a different radio before the set, since I've been informed we will be using DMR.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a pretty big fan of the DMR stuff. This works really well. Probably my favorite thing is just that it's a statewide net and that there's always somebody out there willing to talk. Huge shout out to NAWRO, because he's always monitoring and always, you know, it's like when you get a new radio and you want to talk, you throw out your call sign, nobody answers. NAWRO, Tim's always there to have a quick little QSO with you and satisfy that urge. And so I don't know, he's been probably one of my biggest, I'm one of his biggest fans, I guess, is a better way to put it, because he's just super nice. He's always out there, always willing to help, and just a great dude. So, yeah, I don't know. Back over to you.
NAWRO, I can't let that go.
NAWRO, go ahead.
Ah, thanks, John. My pleasure. I don't want to jump into your guys' QSO, but always happy to help. Quite enjoying this whole thing. So go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, I was, it's actually funny, actually, between Tim and Tom, actually. I got the postcard, and I just, you know, I always had the 7.2 programmed in my radio, and I've talked on it a few times, but then I seen that, and I was like, oh. So one day I was just sitting out on grass trying to get a tractor started, and I popped up, and Tim was like, oh, I recognize the sign. I sent you a card. And I was like, okay, here we go. And, well, here we are. And as far as the DMR goes, you know, I started in DMR with a hotspot. I played with it. It really didn't catch my interest that much. And then I found this network, got it programmed, and now I'm hooked. Back over to you, John.
Yeah, I really appreciate the statewide net. I feel a little bad using it so much because it's you know, a statewide net, and everybody everywhere can hear everything. So I don't like to tie it up too much if I can help it, but yeah, I definitely appreciate the statewide net and NAWRO, and also Tom KTAKJO, because he's kind of been another one that's always thrown out his call sign, always willing to talk. And in the beginning, before you really build a relationship with everybody, it's kind of hard to find a lot of common ground, and so those guys have always been really good at, you know, dealing with the awkward silences and, you know, all that. Sean's been really good, and Wally's been really good, too. But I don't hear them that much on DMR.
Hey, John, you remember when we first joined up in the spring? We didn't really know what was going on. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, I still don't really know what's going on. Not much has changed.
Well, we're getting a little bit more used to it, and I just kind of remember that, so I'm trying to help the new guys, you know, get in their task books quicker, and, you know, we're just all trying to help out, because there's just, you know, there's more stuff to do, and I think, you know, you're doing it, and Dean, I appreciate you getting it on board real quick, and you're really getting into it. You haven't even done the set yet, because that's what got me going, is once you get the set done, you're like, okay, now I'm in for life, because I like this. This is fun. So, yeah, and you're like I said, we were talking, you're ahead of the game already, so that's great. Go ahead, Dean.
Well, I've always been into radio, and you know, I was invited to a couple clubs, and it just really didn't sound appealing to me. And I thought about it. I looked into a couple, and then the meetings and stuff. But this is closer to home, and not as, you know, hard pressed. So it just kind of seemed to fit. So I don't think this will. I kind of like it, like the camaraderie, and also the barbecue was a really nice touch. Actually, the wife for next year wanted me to suggest doing something more family oriented for the kids.
So I think that would be a great idea. I think the kids would probably like the fox hunt too, but you know, this set, you know, for anyone listening, is it is a lot of fun, and it's not like you have to do a lot of hard physical labor or anything, and it does get you kind of hooked, and I definitely look forward to this next one. And, you know, you mentioned the camaraderie and all that, and, you know, I'm a member of another public safety style group, and I would say that Dave is far more, you know, appreciative of your time and of your service, and I, you know, I pretty much do whatever I can to help Dave out because he's just such a good guy. And so Macomb County ARPSC is one of my favorite groups that I've come across just because of Dave, you know. Dave is a great character, a good dude, and I encourage anyone that's listening to join.
Yeah, I agree, John. I'm just wondering if it might be the service aspect of it that that might have something to do with it. Not that there's other groups that aren't nice as well, but I don't know. To me, that might be it. And I don't think it's a problem if I mention it. But you mentioned the picnic was so good, Dean. I just learned the other day we're going to have something. We're going to have a Christmas gathering. Makes sense. So, you know, before the next picnic rolls around, we're going to have some kind of a Christmas gathering, and I'm certain that Dave would invite all family members to that. And my understanding is it would actually be at the MISD building. So, you know, stay tuned for that. I didn't realize that. That's going to be fun, I think, itself. Dean?
That would be amazing. And me personally, I kind of think that, I mean, obviously not involving the family in the service, per se, aspect of it, but just having, you know, some sort of family fun events. I think that's also a very attractive factor. I would like to mention to anybody a part of the team or whatever, if there's anything that I can do that's, you know, a help that needs to be done or what have you, I am open to it. I just need someone to ask.
Well, Dean, I can't really speak much on behalf of the group, but I think we all feel similarly, and that's the trick, is just hang in there, and when you see an opportunity arise, you know, volunteer. That's kind of what I did, and can just slowly chip away at it. But I'm going to have to bow out here for a minute. I got to pick up something real quick from a buddy's house, and then I'll be back. So I shouldn't be gone long. So this is KE8WRO handing it over to N8WRO and KE8LAX. I'll hand it to you, Kim.
Larry, thanks, John. We'll talk later, and you're going to have fun tonight, tomorrow, for the net. Glad I'm back up and that you're primary. Ha. So, yeah, Dean, I guess I'll probably check out for now, too. But, yeah, you mentioned the picnic, and I had to quickly open my folder. I said, man, I think there's something coming up in December. Obviously, it's not planned yet, but apparently it's just – and Dave is very family-oriented, so, as you can see with the picnic. So, yeah, I think we're going to have – he wants to include that kind of part of his, you know, I don't know, operating policy is we're going to include family members, so – all right, I think I'll take a bow out, but I will leave it on for a while. N-8-W-R-O after you, Dean.
73's John. I'll be monitoring, and I think that's very. I think that's cool. I definitely can appreciate that. N-8-W-R-O, 73's to you, and I'll be monitoring KE8LAX.